this morning. So children through the age of 2 are welcome to go into the nursery this morning. Next month is October, which is Pastor Appreciation Month. So you can tell Pastor Jim and Pastor Jason how good of a job they're doing, and you can give me an easier time and tell me I'm not doing so many things wrong. So that is next month. Club Rock is still in need of someone to help in the 5th and 6th grade classroom, and we're having a meeting after Sunday school this morning. So if you would like to help with Club Rock, we do need a helper in the 5th and 6th grade classroom with Tom Lichty, and there are a couple slices of pizza with your name on it this morning. So anyone that is helping with Club Rock, I would ask that they come to the meeting this morning after Sunday school. There will be pizza, chips, and water for lunch, and then we'll talk about some of the materials that we have and some things that you guys might need in addition to what we have. There is an executive committee meeting on October 4th in Sunday School Room 1. There's also the Life Chain event is on October 4th, and so you'll join with local churches and ministries to peacefully and prayerfully stand before God on behalf of preborn children, and that's from 2 to 3 p.m. There's also a bridal shower for Jersey Johnson, Marshall Johnson's wife, here at the church on Sunday, October 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. We still are in need of a custodian, so if you would like to make a little money and help the church, that's 25 to 30 hours a month, and you can talk to one of the deacons about signing up for that. And then there is a new address for George Melber, so you can look at your bulletin for that. We do have youth group tonight at 6 p.m., and again, there is a meeting for Club Rock staff and volunteers after Sunday school. Wednesday, we start Club Rock officially. So the bus will pick the kids up from school, and we'll be going until 5:30. Also on Wednesday, there's a women's outreach meeting at 5:45 and praise band practice at 7. Are there any other announcements? Okay. The call to worship this morning is Psalm 119, 129 through 132. Oh, and that means I have the wrong verses. So, let me find those. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your word gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name.
Well, good morning. I ask you to take your hymn books with me. We're going to turn to hymn number 495. And as you see the flowers up here, they are from the Melber family, and in honor of Donna. And so the opportunity we have to appreciate them. But we're going to sing number 495, Heaven Came Down. I ask you to stand with me, please.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shattered, dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins are washed away, and my night was turned to day. heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came, took of the offer grace it had proffered, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins are washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blesses eternal from his precious received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins are washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Very good singing. You can wave to one another as a COVID greeting time. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church family. We continue to pray for George and the Melber family with the homegoing of Donna, and as well as yesterday morning received word Jack Eufen passed away, and so we'll pray for the Eufen family. They will be having that service sometime in October, and that will be here. We will be hosting that for the Pleasant Valley Church. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Tom.
Faye's eye surgery went really well. She says she can see a little better on her eyes for a week, and it's already much better than it was. Those that have been here, she had cataract surgery. And she is feeling a little under the weather this morning, so.
And she will have another one in a month-ish? Another
end of October.
End of October, okay. So Faye had her cataract surgery, and that went well. Maybe seeing a bit better out of that eye, but she is feeling a little under the weather today, so we'll pray for her, the healing for her eye, but also that it would heal completely. And then she has cataract surgery the end of October for the other eye. Any other prayer requests or praises? Ernie. And that is where?
Impure.
Okay. So Shirley will be going in for total knee replacement on Thursday, Impure. And I know we will pray for the recovery. And I know you've probably been doing a bit of physical therapy to get ready. Yeah. So I know that will continue. So we will be praying for Shirley and for Ernie during this time. Other prayer requests? Addison.
My
And what is your grandma's name? Marty. Addison's grandma, Marty, has shingles. And that, we know, is can be quite painful, so we will pray for comfort and healing. Any other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this day that you have given us, the opportunity we have to rejoice in it, and we are glad that as the days wind, we still know you are on the throne. And no matter what comes our way, it has come because you have allowed it, but it also means that you walk with it through us, with the opportunity of, as James says, to count it all joy when we face various trials, because that testing comes to produce endurance. Father, we understand that the Christian life is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And sometimes it is easy to lose sight of the finish line. Thank you that your Son has provided us the example of when he endured the cross, he despised his shame because of the joy that was set before him. We know that this life, we have hope because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. And that hope we had an opportunity to be reminded of again on Friday as we remembered and celebrated not only Donna's life, but also how you worked through her in the lives of so many in our community and around the world. Father, we pray for George and for Penny and Barb and their families, that you would be an ever-present help during this time, that you provide comfort. And we know as people head home, that is when the loneliness can set in. And we pray for George, that he would truly sense that you will never leave him nor forsake him, and that you're with him always. Thank you as a body of Christ that we can be your hands and feet in his life. And we also lift up the Ufin family as Jack saw his life end and enter into eternity. We know that both he and Donna are fully healed, fully aware, and celebrating at your feet. But for the families, we pray for the Ufin family that you would help them through this time of grief, that you would give them wisdom, but also that true sense of your peace that passes all understanding. Father, we lift up Faye to you, grateful for this first cataract surgery. Continue to help her to heal, that whatever she may be facing today, that you as a great physician would also heal her body of that and prepare her for the next cataract surgery at the end of October. We lift up Shirley to you, and we know that you are the great physician because she has given testimony many times of how you have healed her of cancer. And so as she goes to peer to have this knee replaced, we know that you are also fully capable of healing, and that's what we ask, that you would guide the doctors and the surgical team. Thank you for those that have this wisdom, but we know you also guide. And so we pray for complete healing for her. Be with Ernie as her helpmate. May he be truly the demonstrating of what Paul calls us in Ephesians to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Father, we also lift up Addison's grandmother, Marty, to you as she is dealing with shingles. We ask that you would ease her pain and discomfort, that you would heal. And we know that sometimes when this ailment comes, it can feel like an extremely long time to see them go away. And so we ask that she would be relieved quickly. Father, we thank you for the ministries that you've entrusted to us as a church. And as we meet after Sunday school for Club Rock, and as we had our kickoff carnival, and this Wednesday we welcome our students back, that you would use us in the lives of these students, that you would prepare all of our hearts to be able to present the gospel, for our students to receive the gospel, and to see it make a difference, the power of Jesus Christ can make in their lives. Thank you for that privilege we have, and help us to be always aware of where your Spirit's at work and join you as you work in the lives of those around us. Father, we pray for our youth group. Thank you for Pastor Derek and Kelly being with us and getting us used to our area. We continue to ask for them to adjust to the culture here, but also the doors of ministry you open for them, that you would give them the faith to walk through and give him wisdom as he works with the different facets of our community and the youth and those in school. Father, we lift up Judy Bowman to you as our missionary of the month. Continue to use her, protect her and her teams as they do the various bike rides across the different sections of the East Coast. Give them individuals that are ready and their hearts prepared to receive the gospel. Give them safety in their travels. For our world, we look around and we see the chaos, we see the anger. We long for peace, but we ultimately know that it is because of Jesus Christ, the true King of Peace, that he can change a life. Help us to be living examples of Christ to our world, that they may know, as those that were going against the disciples, they knew that they had been with Jesus. Help us to demonstrate that to our world. We pray for our servicemen and women, that you would watch over them in all the different missions they are involved in. Keep them safe. Be with those that minister to them. May they know the hope of the gospel. And for us today, thank you so much for the privilege of worshiping. We pray for those churches that are being pressured to stop worship, whether it be in California or other places. May they honor their commitment to you, and may you be glorified in their actions. May they always walk humbly to be demonstrating that we are as harmless as doves, that we are not here to fight against flesh and blood, but against the evil one of this world. And thank you that you've equipped us in your armor. So as we go forth this week, we ask for your blessing upon each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
To this beautiful church service this morning. Before we stand and sing, I wanted to just share something. Those of us that were privileged on Friday to be able to witness the love that Donna had for Jesus, it just really touched me. And when Pastor Jason was talking about her three Bibles that he had the privilege of taking something out of to present to all of us, I just thought to myself, that's what God gives us, is that Bible. That's our guidance, that's our tool, that's our life, if we only live it, use it, and apply it. And I have a friend that on her wall in her dining room, it said, you might be the only Bible that someone ever sees. And I thought to myself when I was listening to Pastor Jason on Friday, I just thought, that is so true. If we don't be who God calls us to be, especially to those that are lost, that are struggling, that are broken, then why are we here? We need to be God's tools. So this morning, just come and sing with us. Sing his praises to him this morning. Please stand. Go ahead and be seated.
To come to you. You've made it possible for us to come to you through the gift of your Son. We thank you for your love for us, your provision for our needs, blessings you give us each day, for the hope that we have in you because of your Son. We ask you would bless our time now as we look into your word and pray that we would receive it, be attentive to it, and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.